latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are your latest Manchester City headlines, and we'll start with the news that midfielder Kevin De Bruyne believes the Premier League club's spending spree is just what they needed. Bernardo Silva, Edison, Kyle Walker, Danilo and Benjamin Mendy have all been added to Pep Guardiola's squad in the summer, with City having spent more than a reported £200 million. City are desperate for improvement on last season after failing to win a trophy, finishing third in the Premier League and making the last 16 Champions League exits. De Bruyne feels City though needed to strengthen after losing Pablo Zabaleta, Alexander Kolarov, Gael Clichy and Bakary Sagna. He said then, when speaking to the Manchester Evening News, "It's how the market goes. There's a lot of money going out, but there's a lot of money going in. Who can say that spending £200 million is normal? It isn't, but how the league and football is going at the moment, it's normal prices. Obviously, it's a lot of money, but it's things that we needed to do. The revenue that the club gets in will be more than £200 million. Moving on then into other news, and Man City should have David Silva fit for the start of the Premier League season against Brighton, despite him still struggling with a groin injury. The 31-year-old Spanish playmaker has yet to feature for City on their pre-season tour of the United States because this problem is so affecting his fitness levels. However, with just 2 weeks to go before the game against the Seagulls at the Amex Stadium, Guardiola feels there is more time for him to get ready. It's not so promising though for Benjamin Mendy and Ilkay Gundogan, who are both set to miss out the curtain raiser. When speaking of the duo, Guardiola said, "Mendy had a tough injury, a muscular injury. He is still injured. He needs 2 or 3 weeks. We don't want to take a risk because he's explosive, such a fast guy. We need to be okay because we have 10 months coming. We have Danilo and saw how we can play, and we are very pleased." Finally then, and Guardiola also believes that his side's winning over Real Madrid 4-1 on Thursday shows that they can now compete with any other club in Europe. That's all then for today's headlines. We'll have more news later.